Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. InfoWars, I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. All eyes on Minnesota again. You saw the shocking footage there of Nick Sorter being dragged by a vehicle in one of the highest concentrated Somalian communities in the entire country. Certainly the highest concentration here in Minnesota. A couple of high rises that, by the way, when they were first built, used to be the sort of cosmopolitan it place to live for your upper middle class or you know, your upper working class there in downtown Minneapolis. I know a lot of my elder relatives, uncles and aunts and people like that talk about when Cedar Riverside was first built and how hot it was of a place to live. And the entire community, and it's probably about an 8 to 10 block radius right in the heart of downtown Minneapolis. I mean, a stone's throw from the University of Minnesota, stone's throw from, you know, the sort of central downtown Minneapolis. And the Somali community has completely taken the whole neighborhood over. It's their neighborhood. Everybody knows it. If you live here in Minnesota, the Twin Cities, you know it. And again, I want to talk to, and for the rest of the, I want to talk to whatever sane Democrats are left. And I don't know how many there are. I mean, this is just a shot in the dark. Whatever sane Democrats are left, can we please have a reasonable conversation? Because I don't think anybody really wants a civil war. I don't even think some of the politicians who are pushing that type of rhetoric really want a civil war. And I know a lot of them have never fought in a war or in battle or even really had a fist fight in their life. So, you know, we tend to romanticize violence, and we've been taught that in our culture as well. But I really wonder how many people are ready for what you're starting to see break out here in Minneapolis. And to be quite honest, I know a lot of people aren't ready for it. I mean, I know because I can watch videos of people getting fights, whether it be women or men, young, old, whatever the case may be. I can watch videos of people getting fights and you can't even throw a straight punch. So I know it's going to be difficult for you to be in a long sort of sustained post-civilization anarchy. You're not going to do well there. It all feels good when everybody's out there with their mask on and their, you know, their black protest outfit, and you got your signs and fist up and you're singing the hymns and the kumbayas and all of the other, you know, pep rally type chants. I know it feels romantic, but that's because the real violence hasn't broken out yet. My caution for everybody tonight is, once the violence really breaks out, it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle. And, you know, there may be a day in this country where a civil war is completely warranted and necessary. I would hate to see a second civil war break out in this country over one of the most universal laws across the entire world. One of the most universal laws and basic principles across the entire world. Why would we go to civil war for that? The answer must be that our the gravity towards civil war doesn't have to do with the issue. It has nothing to do with illegal immigration. That's what we're going to talk about on the other side of this break here. We got about a minute until we go to commercial, but the conversation is so ridiculous in principle. You can deduce that it's not about the topic we're actually talking about. We could show you a number of Democrats, and I got a video queued up with Amy Klobuchar back in 2006 where even she sounds MAGA or would be considered MAGA and far right today. So we're obviously not talking about illegal immigration. If we're not talking about illegal immigration, really, what are we talking about? We're going to dive into that and much more on the other side of the break. Again, I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm your guest host tonight for the Alex Jones Show, Sunday night live here on InfoWars. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a moment.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and father. God loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, ground zero for the emerging culture war here in America. What's going on here? I mean, let's just cut through the noise. Obviously, people are out of control. You can tell they've been brainwashed. You can tell that they've been psychologically manipulated at a profound level. What's actually going on? What's the motivation here? There's not one motivation. So I shouldn't even frame it that way because people are out there in the streets for different reasons. But there is an organizing principle here. The organizing principle is an ongoing rejection and fight against Christ, against nationhood, against the MAGA and America First movement, and against President Trump as the fixture of their hatred. You can say what you want. And if there's any sane Democrats left out there, please listen to me. Let's talk reasonably. The way that I know your political worldview and philosophy is dishonest because you talk about democracy, defending democracy in the institutions, defending the idea of democracy, defending the Democrat process, the Democratic process. You talk about defending democracy, yet in all of your political conversations to date, after President Trump won the election, you refuse to acknowledge that a majority of American citizens voted for him. They voted for the ideas that he campaigned on. They voted to close the border. It's not enough to close a border. If we don't remove the illegal immigrants, then justice is not restored. The border is not restored until the illegal immigrants who came into this country or were led into this country intentionally or through incompetence. We think it was intentional on our side, but even if you admit that it's incompetence, the border must be restored. Justice must be restored. A society can't survive without justice. Isn't that a part of your call to action? Isn't that a part? Isn't that an organizing principle of your political activism? No justice, no peace. What about the justice to American citizens for a border that was violated? You show your narcissism. You show your Trump derangement syndrome, your obsession, your fealty, your sycophants for your political party when you refuse to acknowledge that President Trump won the 2024 election. A majority of American citizens voted for him, and more importantly, they voted for the ideas that he campaigned on. So who are you, defender of democracy, to say the hell with what the majority of American citizens voted for or want or mandated? To hell with what the Donald Trump voter believes or thinks. They're too stupid to think for themselves. They're too stupid to know up from down or right from left. Who are you, defender of democracy, defender of human decency and dignity and human rights, to tell every person who voted for President Trump that we're stupid, crazy, subhuman? Who are you to say that? And I'm just talking to any Democrats out there that still have an ounce of sacred honor, an ounce of national honor, an ounce of pride in their American citizenship or their American identity. Who are you to say everybody who voted for President Trump doesn't deserve to have a voice in the American political process? And that is the canary in the coal mine here. That is the underlying signal from the noise. You can argue about all the issues you want to, and you'll jump from one issue to the next. One, it'll be, you know, back then it was the DACA student, you know, the DACA student. It was DOC. And then it was, you know, the cages. And then it was, oh, well, Barack Obama's the one who really built the cages and stuck kids in cages. So now it's something else. And then as well, you're just xenophobic and racist. No. It's not racist to say we're not going to let everybody come live in this country. And then the real sleight of hand is always, well, it's not what you're saying, it's how you're saying it. It's the same thing you said about President Trump when he ran against Hillary. And then you said it about President Trump when he ran against Joe Biden. And you're saying it about President Trump still to this day. But that mentality, that thought process is, it's not what you're doing, it's how you're doing it. We know you're lying. We know you're lying because you supported Joe Biden and the Biden administration when there was a crisis at the border and the border security was at an all-time low, and he and the rest of the Democrats who were in power had all three branches of government, brought no legislation to change it. We know that your fundamental objection to the ICE operations isn't how we're doing it, isn't how President Trump or ICE is doing it. It's that they're doing it at all. And to say anything else is an insult to our intelligence, but more importantly, it's an insult to your own. If you want to come to the political process, or you want to come to the public square with a grievance about policy, or a grievance about society, or a grievance about the American government, great. We want to hear that. And on a lot of issues, we would probably agree with you. But on certain key issues, we obviously disagree, and we disagree at a profoundly deep level. Yeah, we disagree. If anybody out there thinks that we shouldn't have a border, that there's no such thing as citizenship or citizens or being illegal on stolen land, if you're one of those people, then I guess you have to get ready for a fight. I guess you have to get ready for a fight, because there's no way. Again, it's an age-old tale. You can't help anybody else if you're not okay yourself. If you're not okay, you can't help anybody else. We can't let everybody come live here. That's just the bottom line. No nation can survive by letting everybody come live in their nation. The problem I think we have here is, your layman, your average, let's say, dogmatic Democrat voter who isn't very involved in politics, who doesn't keep up with politics but votes Democrat because the liberal mainstream media has created such a momentum of controlling the narrative that people feel obligated out of fear of social castigation, that person who's just going along with the Democrat narrative because it's the loudest narrative in the room, the loudest narrative in this country, still to this day. We're trying to fight that with alternative media and social media, but, you know, they still hold the levers of power on information. Your average Democrat voter who feels obligated to go along with the masses, to go along with the herd, doesn't realize that the people you're standing next to out there in the streets want something much darker and much uglier than you. They don't just want political power. That's why I said to Nick Sorter and Jake, and I say it to everybody else here tonight, understand that color revolutions never end in chaos. A king will ascend to the throne when it's all said and done. When the dust settles and the smoke clears and the noise goes quiet, there will be a ruler. In this case, you know, it's a, it's a, an ideological collective of special interests, multinational corporate power. We know who it is. We know who it is. The globalist agenda. That's why we say it's the globalist agenda. There is a subversive, international, multinational collective of ideologues that know they have to destroy this country to run the rest of the world. Because in America's DNA, culturally, even though it's being pushed down by every Tom, Dick, and Mohammed that has a Democrat, voting card, that sort of impulse toward freedom that's in Americans' DNA is being pushed down. But still, Americans, there's something about us where we say, we're not going to put up with tyrants. And they're even using that against us in this instance. They're using that against us. They're using the cultural DNA of American citizenship to point at President Trump and say, now the federal government's becoming fascist and tyrannical. No, you're not a tyrant if people are so upset they do away with participation in the political process and choose for anarchy and have to be detained or stopped. That's not tyranny. Tyranny is if you live in Beijing and you want to pray to Jesus or Muhammad or Yahweh or Buddha, or whoever else. And the Chinese government comes and knocks on your door and detains you just because you pray. That's tyranny. It's not tyrannical if you pull a gun on a police officer and the police officer shoots you. It's not tyrannical if a bunch of kids, I saw this the other day, a bunch of kids get into a huge brawl at a shopping mall and the security has to come in and physically apprehend you. Yeah, once you cross that, and this is the narcissism and arrogance, and this has become pervasive in American culture. We don't want responsibility. We don't want to have to take responsibility. We want to air our grievances. We want to talk loud and get violent. And we really think in our head that there should be no consequences that come along with it. Not even that there shouldn't be consequences. We don't even think there should be a possibility of consequences, let alone the actual consequences. And that's why people were shocked about Rene Good. And that's why Scott Lobato was brilliant in saying, hey, protesting is fine, but once you cross that line, you have to understand there could be consequences. You have to go out to protest with the mentality that there could be consequences, because police who respond to disturbance or protest or civil disobedience or uprising are not tyrannical. That's why when I organized the peaceful demonstrations after George Floyd died, I brought people to the Fed, and as soon as somebody even looked like they were going to get unruly and break a car window or flip a cop off or start a fire or do something that wasn't peaceful, we jumped right on them. Nah, we're not here for that. You want to do that, you go do that on your own. You go do that somewhere else, but you're not going to do it right here. And for the most part, people listened. There are a few people who, came out there drunk and, a little psychologically off, and they wanted to push the envelope, and you had to grab them by their shirt and say, listen, if you try and take this peaceful demonstration to a place that is violent, then I may have to get violent with you. But if we can have that conversation between citizens out there in the street protesting whatever issue we have, the cops have the same right. Law enforcement has the same right. The president of the United States has the same right. He has the right to look at Minnesota right now and say, hey, there's a connective tissue to the liberal order. Connective tissue. Somalia, failed state. Minnesota, failed state. Isn't that ironic? Liberal Minnesota, a beacon of the failure of the liberal order, the rules-based liberal order. Basic questions we have to ask now. How can you have an international rules-based order with no rules? with no rule of law. How can you tell President Trump that he can't go to Greenland? And we're going to talk about this Greenland thing on the other side. How can you tell President Trump that he can't go to Greenland because of the rules of NATO or because of the rules of the United Nations or because of the rules of the G20 or whatever other international body? But you're going to tell American citizens that we should live in a country where people can cross our border, violate our laws with no penalty or consequence? If there is a sane Democrat left on that side, can you please step up and try and corral the conversation back to logic and reality before we incite a second civil war? There may be an issue to fight a civil war about in the future. This isn't it. History will look back on us in shame if we go into a civil war about basic immigration policy. The immigration policy that many Democrats, prominent popular Democrats, the most popular Democrats, Pelosi, Biden, Klobuchar, Obama, Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chuck Schumer, the brass of the Democrat Party, said the exact same thing about immigration. The difference is they weren't willing to actually do something about it. When push came to shove, they let the globalist elite convince them that mass migration is a benefit for the Democrat Party. And that's why they allowed it to happen. That mass migration is a benefit to the globalist agenda. And they will be paid handsomely for helping execute that agenda. And I'm going to be perfectly honest. You look at this crowd here, the reason why they wear black, let's talk about the psychological subtleties here. And pause this video right here. Just pause this video right here where we're at now. Let's be honest. Most of these people are white. The reason why they wear black is because they're trying to represent a group of people on identity politics that aren't out there. I'm getting the text messages and calls from black men all across the Twin Cities saying, this isn't our fight. This has nothing to do with us. We're not going out there to fight for illegal immigration. We don't agree with illegal. Now, there are some who you'll see online in comments, men who are neutered, men who are being led around by their sexual vices, their lust, their need for companionship and female attention. And I've never been one of those guys because I always got female attention no matter what I did. So I'm able to speak to these things beyond, you know, the feminist zeitgeist. But there are men like that who you'll see online trying to score points, social points, because of this issue. It's like, really? You know, feminist Sharia law? You know, you're for Palestine? You don't care about the Palestinians? You don't care about the Palestinians? Any more than you care about the illegal immigrants? And this goes to show you. I saw Mark Ruffalo, and he gives an interview at the Golden Globes or, you know, whatever the award show is, and he comes with this pin, you know, Renee Good. And this is just such a scary moment in American history, and we're so besides ourselves with fear and sadness. We see the same script run over and over and over again. They use lies to ratchet up the political tension, and then when tragedy strikes, they capitalize on the tragedy. They use the tragedy to their benefit. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Remember, Barack Obama's chief of staff. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Pause it right here. Pause it right here. I want you to take a good look at this because I love Marvel and I grew up on the comics and I love the Avengers and the entire thing that they've created on the big screen. And I like Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk and he's a great actor. But as much as I like him and as much as I think he's done a great job, you know, acting. This act that he's doing here is the epitome of the problem in this country. And so when Jake Long says that white people in this country have become soft and have become complacent with something subversive, this is who he's talking about. I don't even know if Mark Ruffalo is white or not. I don't know. Maybe he's not. But to me, he is. In my head, he is. But here's a question, Mark. And answer this for him. I hope we can get this clip to him. And I hope we can get this clip to the rest of the Hollywood elites. If you're so concerned about illegal immigrants, why did we not see you invite one or several illegal immigrants to come sit with you all at the Academy Awards? Why do you not bring the tents for illegal immigrants to your Hollywood Hills properties? Why are the tents for the illegal immigrants and the homeless down there on Skid Row? Why aren't they up there with you, living the high life? What, did they not earn it? Are they not good enough to tent up in Hollywood Hills? Or is it because you pay for the privacy of your own home? Oh, isn't that rich? No pun intended. Isn't that rich? You high society liberal elites pay for the privacy of your own home. That's why you don't bring caravans of illegal immigrants to come live in your neighborhood. And it's all across the country. I don't mean to pick on the actors, but it really strikes me. And this is why I had a problem with the National Basketball Association and the entire sort of culture of celebrity. You know, it's like I said earlier, people are fake. They're living fake lives in a world that's becoming increasingly fake, digital. They are desperate to connect to something real and meaningful. And in the absence of real and meaningful, in the absence of knowing how to connect with something really real and meaningful, in the absence of God or faith or fundamental basics, philosophical, spiritual basics of how to find meaning in your life, they will attach themselves to any superficial movement, any superficial meaning they can find. That's what's going on in this country. But I don't think everybody out there are ideologues. I pray that you're not. Because if you are, then we might be in biblical times. And I don't say that in a good way. If you are actually ideologues, if the majority of you out there bought into this narrative are ideologues, you're sycophants, you really believe in the ideology, we may be in biblical times and things are going to get scary. But I don't think that's where we are. I think a good portion of you just aren't paying close enough attention. You're just not paying attention. Your political leaders have the same views on immigration policy as President Trump. The difference is he was willing to do something about it because he actually cares about the value of American citizenship. You have to decide, do you care about it? And we have to decide as a country, do we care about it? And that has to be the message going into the 2026 midterms. Do we value citizenship? And in the absence of citizenship, what does life look like? And more importantly, who is in charge? We'll be right back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else is doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. What is going on out here in Minnesota? What? I mean, I live here. I've lived here my whole life, for the most part, born and raised here in Minnesota. And I just think that this entire deal is a referendum on President Trump, an illogical referendum on President Trump, an irrational referendum on President Trump. I know you all are upset that you lost. I know you can't wrap your minds around the fact that a majority of American citizens voted for President Trump. I get it. Your world is coming is coming down. Your world has come crashing down because you live in the world of and in the thought process of democratic heresy. The heresy of democracy. You believe that all majorities are made righteous and equal. That's the heresy of democracy. One of the four great heresies of the West. The heresy of democracy. You believe that all democratic majorities are made equal and righteous. And so you can only live with yourself. You can only live with yourself if you think you have mass approval, if you think the majority of people think the way you do, if you believe that the majority of people think the way that you do. That's the only way you can live with yourself. You need that validation. You need that, that community approval. You need to feel like others, whoever they may be, whether you know them or you don't, whether they're family or not, whether you love them or hate them, you need to believe that other people think the same way that you do. It's the dangers of a herd mentality. It's the danger of democracy. It's the danger of mob rule. It's the danger of the biology of human beings. We all like to think that we got an army behind us. Even if it's, intellectually. Even if it's an ideological army. We love to think that other people think the way we do. That's why you liberals, have meltdowns whenever you see a black conservative. Whenever you see a black man with a MAGA hat like I have on here tonight, you can't even stomach it. Because it says that maybe the world isn't the way that you thought it was. That is the herald of narcissism. That is the greatest herald of narcissism in American society, is that you can't come to grips with the fact that some people, a majority of people in this case, in the political context of the presidential election of 2024, the majority of people thought differently than you did. But what you show us is your own impulse towards tyranny. What do you call somebody who can't live with the fact that the majority of people don't think the way that they do, and so they're willing to go to violence because of it? What do you call a person like that? Now, you could believe, hey, I have the righteous position, and if I was one of 100, I would still believe this. But that's not true, and we can see that as well. Because as soon as your Democrat talking heads and pundits and commentators or political leaders switch their position, you switch your position with them. That's the truth. You switch your position right along with them. And that's on the right. Let me just say this. Hold. Don't let these people intimidate you one bit. In fact, it makes me sick that there aren't counter protests. But I guess part of me believes, and like Alex says, there's an intuition that what good could come from it? Sure, if there were a bunch of conservative right-wing counter protests, maybe the streets do devolve into chaos, and it does give a shadow government the justification for martial law. So maybe the intuition on the right not to counter-protest is actually the right intuition. What good could come from it? But if that's the case, if we're not going to go out and counter-protest, you better be sitting there watching what's happening here in Minneapolis, especially if you live in Minnesota, and say, this is the moment. If ever there was a moment for me to get involved in the political process, this is the moment. Here in Minnesota, that starts at caucus. The 2024 election was Vicksburg. February 3rd here in Minnesota is Gettysburg. In the Republican Party, February 3rd caucus, if you're an Alex Jones type, if you're a MAGA or America Firster, if you believe yourself a true Republican that really understands the fundamental philosophy of Republicanism, February 3rd, Minnesota Republican Party caucus is your Gettysburg. Because if not, if you don't plan to go to caucus, if you don't plan to get involved in this round of the political process, then your ass should be out there with Jake Lang and Nick Sorter. You should be out there in the streets with your sign and your bullhorn and, God forbid, your sidearm, because it is getting that dangerous. And I'm not calling anybody to be violent, but I am going to tell you to protect yourself, because we're in dangerous times. People are unhinged. And then they'll say we're unhinged. How are we unhinged? Because we want to have a border. because we don't want to let the 15 million illegal immigrants that came into this country under the Biden administration to stay in this country, to remain in this country. Again, it's just like the rhetoric. No, it's not what President Trump is saying it, saying. It's not what President Trump is saying. It's how he's saying it. It's not what he's saying. It's how he says it. No, it's not. It's that he's saying it. It's that he's saying it at all. It's that he's saying the quiet part out loud. That's what your problem is for a lot of you. Him saying it makes you uncomfortable. And I know that from my own life. The difference is, see, and this is the fundamental difference, I think, of the political dichotomy here, culturally, politically, socially, psychologically, spiritually. When you believe in Christ, you don't need the heresy of democracy anymore. That's what makes President Trump providential. It's not that I agree with everything that he says or everything that he does. But what's providential is amongst the global elites, amongst the elite class of the entire world, he was willing to stand up and say, America's getting a bad deal. The American people, he was willing to do that to his own detriment, to be outcast, to be shamed by the mainstream media, to be targeted by the Democrat Party and their weaponized courts and judges. He was willing to stand up 1 out of 100 and say, this is wrong. And a lot of you have come a long way since he made that courageous decision. And if you say that's not true, you're a liar and you don't even deserve to be taken serious in the conversation. A lot of you have come a long way because that man decided to stand up 1 of 100 and say, there's something wrong here. And that says that you're shaky in your own principles. And praise be to God for that, for us right now as a nation. Because if you were entrenched in your ideological position, this nation would come to a screeching halt. You don't know which way is up. You get your philosophy from Instagram memes. I'm watching you retards. Pardon my French. I'm frustrated. Because I'm a person, I will lay my life down to participate in a conversation that makes life better for American citizens and really humanity writ large. But America's not going to pay, and we're certainly not going to die to bring condoms to Mozambique or to bring freedom and sovereignty to the Ukraine. We're done paying for it, and we're done dying for it. But I will participate in a conversation ideologically, intellectually, that brings prosperity and well-being to people all around the world. But I'm damn frustrated when I check on some of you, only to find you post your stories there on Instagram, and out of 15 slides, 14 of them are quotes from somebody you don't even know. So quick to listen to somebody you don't even know. You don't even know where the information's coming from. You've been sucked in and chewed up and spit back out time and time again by your own algorithm. You're brainwashed. You're living in the matrix. And the bad part is you think you're wrong. Not only are you dumb, you're arrogant about it. Willing to listen to everybody but Christ. Willing to listen to everybody except Christ. Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow is your leader. Does she even seem remotely genuine to you, honestly? Does Jasmine Crockett even seem remotely genuine to you, really? AOC? Hakeem Jeffries, and we got them on our side too. John Thune, Lindsey Graham, hell, even Speaker Mike Johnson. We can go down the list. I don't trust any of these people. I'm not a partisan hack. See, but that's the difference. I can say that. I can sit here today and say with certainty, I don't trust John Thune, Lindsey Graham, or Speaker Mike Johnson further than I could throw them. I shouldn't say that because I could probably throw them a pretty decent distance, relatively. But I don't trust him further than most of you could throw him. Let's say it like that. But I can say that. You Democrats have to ask yourselves, can you say that? When I show you video after video of Democrats who had the same far-right fascist immigration view on immigration just 10 years ago, are you willing to say, hey, maybe I've been lied to. Maybe this isn't really what it seems. And I say this tonight to the President of the United States, and you know I'm 1,000% behind you. But a memo needs to go out agency-wide to ICE and say, your task is the most important task in the United States of America to keep the republic. And as such, you have to carry this task with the utmost discretion. And part of that is interagency policy should be, we're not doing this at the schools. And I don't know how many times they've been at the schools. I don't know if it's true that they're at the schools. I know myself that I've driven past a high school here in the Twin Cities, and I saw some ICE agents around the school area. So I'm not sure how widespread it is, but we were winning the school narrative. People were uncomfortable with the sexualization of their children without their knowledge or consent, because sex is still greatly taboo in this country. People don't even like public displays of affection still. We love our pornography, but we like it in private. People were growing more and more uncomfortable with what they were learning about the schools. There's a great saying, Mr. President, and all of you out there who are, fancy yourselves, fans of history. Never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. The Democrat Party knew that they reached too far trying to shove the LGBTQ agenda down the kids' throats at the grade school. No pun intended. They knew they reached too far. Let's not help them. Because whether we like it or not, American citizens have a weak stomach for the thing we have to do now. We have a natural sort of defense mechanism towards it in our DNA, in our American cultural DNA, in the DNA of our citizenship, and those things do transfer across time. No matter how watered down they may be, there's still remnants of that spirit. So we have a natural sort of rebellion for police and the police state and military intervention here on our own land, here at home, naturally. Plus, we become so soft, we have a weak stomach for tough tasks. We have trouble asking and answering tough questions, especially when the answers aren't good ones. And there are no good answers to removing 15 million illegal immigrants. So it has to be done, but how it's done, we have to be mindful of. If we're going to try and win elections, if we're not going to try and win elections and we're going to go max, then go max. Go max. The hell with public approval, the hell with public sentiment. If we're not going to try and win these elections anymore, and we're going to say, you know what, we have the righteous and moral high ground, which we do, and these people have so far detached from reality and decency and rational thought and reason, we're not going to leave it up to chance. That's a whole different proposition. But if we are going to try and win elections, simple things. We're not calling off ICE, not one inch. And you Democrats better hear me well. The deportations will commence. Like it or not. You could cry, you can yell, you can protest, you can go to your local Walgreens or Walmart or Target and get as many rainbow Sharpies as you want and make as many signs as you want. You could get together and organize and sing as many hymns and chants and songs as you want. You could buy all the black ski masks that money can buy. I guarantee you this, the deportations will commence. So if that's the case, then it's all just theater. And at some point, we're going to have to come back to the table and have a real conversation about what the fundamentals of American culture and American society really are. And if citizenship isn't one of them, then I fear for the next generation. I pulled a clip earlier of Michelle Obama saying to a group of students, we cannot afford to wait for Congress to uplift our next generation. Michelle Obama, we cannot afford to wait for Congress to uplift our next generation. Our sentiments exactly, Michelle. Our sentiments exactly. We will not wait for a captured Congress or a captured Senate to uplift or protect our next generation, the future of this country. They had that chance. They had that chance. They blew their chance. And so now to end here, even to talk about Canada and Canada's prime minister. Excuse me, you pencil neck coward. How dare you? The audacity of you. See, but that's what high society does to people. It makes them arrogant. And you are lucky that the president is a kind and decent-hearted man, and he still believes in doing things in a way that makes everybody happy, that to an extent, you know, it gives everybody a good deal. You better be thankful that you get President Trump and not me. The audacity to say that you're going to honor Denmark's authority and Greenland's authority or sovereignty, that you're going to honor the NATO agreement in Article 5. How dare you bring up Article 5 of NATO? You pencil neck coward. You want to sell your country to the CCP and put our enemy right on our doorstep. You sellout communist coward. America has guaranteed the security of Canada for the better part of 100 years. And you have the audacity to even speak about Article 5 of NATO. If it was me, we'd pull out of NATO tomorrow morning. And how ironic. How ironic when America says that we're going to roll into Greenland and make sure that the Russians and the Chinese aren't using the Arctic to advance their strategic military position, all of a sudden the Europeans and the Canadians have a problem with it. You think you're going to keep playing both sides of the... You better pray. You better pray to whoever it is you communist, globalist, omnisexuals pray to that President Trump works out a good deal that's going to last until, you know, beyond the next era of American politics. Because I guarantee you, the next America First politician that comes to power in this country, it will not play nice like this. I would pull out of NATO tomorrow morning. Done. We're not going to let you guys play both sides of the fence like that anymore. Ironic. All of a sudden, NATO thinks they can threaten us with Article 5 if we decide to roll into Greenland. NATO thinks that you NATO countries can't even fight off Russia. You keep coming, knocking on our door, begging us to bail your ass out with Russia. What makes you think you can fight a war on two fronts? Let's put you in that position. How about Europe and Canada have to figure out how to fight off America and Russia? But that wouldn't even be the case, because Canada would cease to exist if it wasn't for their trade agreement with the United States of America and the American working class. How dare you? And I hope President Trump slaps you right across the mouth. And I don't mean literally. I mean in the negotiations. But even that's a great example You all hate Russia. The entire post-World War II international rules-based order. Democrat, liberal, rules-based order has a hard-on for the Russians. But for some strange reason, you're going to let them sail their nuclear submarines up in the Arctic, right in our backyard? Well, Russia's right there by Alaska, so, I mean, what's the difference? The difference is having them on two fronts versus one, idiot. When you're in a fight against a group of people, you back yourself up into a wall so you can see them all coming, but a lot of you have never been in a fight. So you don't understand these basics. Much of your political philosophy is academic and esoteric. It has no ground in reality. Yeah, we will be rolling up there to take Greenland. And if you Canadians aren't careful, we'd be rolling up there too. Communist coward. And I say that with all due respect. And to the rest of you out there, honestly, let's fight a civil war over illegal immigrants. Really? First it was about the Jews, then it was about the Palestinians, then it was about blacks, then it was about women, then it was about gays and lesbians, then it was about transgenders. And now in the final hour, it's going to be about illegal immigrants. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Mark Ruffalo, you take your Rene Good pen and you shove it up your rear end. And not because it's not tragic that she died, that she lost her life. It's tragic that all you liberal Hollywood elites find it appropriate to use it for a photo op, for publicity's sake. That's what's tragic in this country. We are deeply obsessed with the superficial. We are deeply obsessed with celebrity culture. We are deeply obsessed with Hollywood and award shows and high fashion and cotton that's marked up 3,000% because most of you don't own anything. And that's a part of the plan and the agenda as well. In the America First future, there will be ownership. There will be citizenship. There will be borders. There will be a country. There will be a country because without it, you don't have rights. It's been another great evening. I appreciate it, Alex, the entire InfoWars crew. God bless you. God bless America. Let's hope we can keep the Republic. And if so, I'll see you next Sunday.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes into the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history, understand history, understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra methylene red at the Alex Jones store.